This is Rebuilding Democracy. I'm Doug Nadvornik from Spokane Public Radio. Our civic dialogue in 2020 was, shall we say, loud and buffeted by a variety of forces. A once-in-a-century pandemic limited our mobility and hindered our economy. There was a presidential race centered around an unusually strong-willed incumbent and aftershocks when that incumbent chose not to go quietly after it was determined he had lost the election. Technology has given virtually everyone a megaphone to share their opinions with the world. It has allowed us to see and hear some of the turbulence. This is a montage from the footage taken by New Yorker reporter Luke Mogelson from the U.S. Capitol insurrection on January 6th. In the Northwest, there have been less extreme but also passionate acts of defiance. Last July, the Regional Health Board in North Idaho approved a mask mandate for an entire county to stop the spread of COVID.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4 yes votes and 2 no votes, and the resolution passes.
In this program, we'll hear how those forces, that anger, required elected leaders and the heads of some of our institutions to find new ways to communicate with their constituents.
It has made for a really robust moment of lots of discourse and lots of communication and fielding lots of questions and lots of critique.
This hour, we'll talk with a few of those leaders about how they've adapted. And we'll consider a complaint we've heard often the last few years. We don't teach civics in school anymore. That claim is not true, at least in some schools.
Having civic education is incredibly important to be well-informed as a voter and a citizen. And I find it important knowing how to be active in my community and having the chance to share my voice.
Civic discourse isn't just a conversation between community leaders and the people they serve. It also includes the relationships among the people who hold office. For example, when leaders in the executive branch, mayors and county executives, can't get along with their counterparts who serve on city or county councils, it's hard to get anything useful done. In Spokane, the two leading elected officials say they're working hard to build that relationship. Though their offices are nonpartisan, Mayor Nadine Woodward and Council President Brian Beggs are philosophically different politically. Woodward is more conservative, Beggs more progressive. And yet they've generally worked well together since each began serving in their current positions at the beginning of 2020.
I'll just tell you, I have worked so hard locally, coming into office to work with our city council, the 7 members. I do one-on-ones with them. I meet with Council President Beggs once a week. My priority was to build relationships when I came into this office with our city council, different branches of government, executive and legislative, so that we could lean in on the common ground and do the work of the city. But when we had differences, Doug, because we had those relationships built and a trust level there, that we could have those tough conversations.
Face-to-face conversations humanize each other. And so I can remember several times being in meetings on Monday mornings, first thing with my staff and us being riled up about something. And then like, okay, I'm going to have my Monday meeting with the mayor, which is a huge improvement from the last administration because it was not nearly as often. But then I go in and have a conversation with the mayor. We talk about it and we see each other that we're human beings. And suddenly it's not quite as rancorous. And we don't always reach agreement, but I feel less emotional about it coming out of it because I see her as just a person, like lots of people in my lives. And so I think that's really important. The whole gravitation to email communication and social media communication is so imperfect because words are only 7% of communication. And so we just lose that richness and the empathy that we can develop for each other. And then the other thing is, I think both of us realize that you don't get anywhere by staying in your corners and being completely polarized. And so we just know that the more we communicate and talk about things, the better it will be, even if we're not on the same page.
We operate under two principles, and it's worked out very, very well. Number one, we don't surprise each other. If something's going to come down, I do not want to surprise them with something that I'm going to do or a comment that I'm going to make or a decision I'm going to make. I let them know ahead of time. And number two, we do not disparage in public. Because we disagree with one another, we do not attack each other personally in the media, in the community, or with our colleagues. And we've been able to live to those principles.
Because of the pandemic, Spokane City Council meetings have been held online for the last 10 months, and the seven council members have generally worked from home. Council President Brian Beggs says that has changed their dynamics of talking about issues and working on legislation.
I've heard from so many people, and these are council members and staff, that they say, I'm out of the loop. I don't know what's going on. And I keep telling them, yeah, nobody does. There is no loop. Nobody knows exactly what's going on, except as best we can stay in touch by phone calls and Zoom calls and things like that. And so there is kind of an underlying disquiet and disconnection. And that does get in the way of consensus and moving things forward. So in some ways, it's been an impediment. I think the bigger impediment, though, is just the distraction of the pandemic and all its consequences. And that just takes the oxygen out of the room for other things. I've been amazed about how much we have gotten done.
Part of the job of being a council member and mayor is listening to what your constituents say. Mayor Nadine Woodward says people have been particularly vocal during the pandemic.
People wanted to be listened to. And it was a vast cross-section of our community. It was the businesses. It was people who were out of work. It was people who couldn't pay their rent. It was people who, didn't know if they were going to be able to put food on their table. It was people who were worried about our houseless during a health pandemic. How were we going to offer them healthy shelter? I mean, it ran a cross section of people, but they all had a desire. They wanted to be listened to. And so those conversations continue. They still continue today, Doug, because we're not fully open, but there's a balance too, to protecting the health of the community and the economic health of the community as well. That was always the challenge of striking the right balance, but I believe it's all of that. It's not one or the other, it's all of it.
So do you have a feel for whether or not city government is more trusted or less as you've gone along? Do you feel like you have the support of a majority of the folks here for what has been done this year?
I mean, I hope so. I mean, I think I do. There are the loud critics on social media, and they're I think they're a minority, but I think they're very, very loud. But when I'm out in the public, man, that's not what I see or hear at all. People are very thankful for the measured leadership. The fact that there was, we didn't instill panic, I'm a pragmatist or a pragmatic type of leader. And I like to involve lots of voices and lots of people and have a measured approach. I always believe the more choices you have, the better decision you make. And so to bring people together, I'll tell you what, our regional collaboration during all of this, Doug, has served us well, not just during this pandemic, but well in the future. We're addressing homelessness as a region like we've never before been able to do, all because of how we started as a region in the way we addressed COVID, and we did it coming together. We're stronger when we're together, and we're gonna be stronger on the other side of this. We're gonna take this regional collaboration as we're working through COVID, as we're now addressing homelessness, we're gonna address housing, we're gonna address our economic recovery and all of that. It's been a wonderful thing that has come out of this.
So will things get better when we finally get rid of this coronavirus and you can go and talk with people face to face without masks?
It will in a way, but I will tell you that just city council wise, not having a room of 150 people agitated in front of us, that has helped us on our meetings. I don't know if you've tuned into our public commentary that we've had, but it's far more measured without the crowd there.
In this political climate, public officials take their share of grief. As a social justice attorney and now as a city council president, Brian Beggs takes a lot of criticism from the public. I asked how well he deals with it.
You know, I read a book several years ago called The Four Agreements by Michael Ruiz. And one of them is a principle that you simply take nothing personal, which is a really handy skill if you can do it. And I can't always do it, but I get, as you might imagine, attacked regularly from all sorts of people by email, on the phone, in meetings. And I just realized they don't know me. And often they're uninformed about what it is I've allegedly done or not done. And they're just upset. And it's really not about me. It's about them. And that book has really helped me do that. And then beyond that, just practicing that in law. I mean, literally, lawyers are kind of known from arguing in front of a judge and then going out for drinks afterwards and checking in on each other's families. We really need to develop that personal skill. And I was thinking about that this morning, and I was realizing the place that I've seen that taught the best is in high school debate programs. I'm a big fan of them. And the reason it works is that in debate, each round of the debate tournament you're in, you have to change sides of the argument. So you're quickly taking on the other side, and you realize that it's all about the argument that you're making. It's not about the person on the other side. And that would be so much healthier for our society if people could figure that out.
Beggs was a supporter of an ordinance last year that potentially moves Spokane closer to adding fluoride to its drinking water. It was a controversial position to take.
I noted in the fluoride discussion, there's a lot of online upsetness about it and people attacking me. And I don't really do social media, but I have people in my life who follow things for me. And they noted that there were certain leaders that says, you know what, that our leaders are good leaders. They just have a different opinion than you. Attacking them, calling for people to show up in their front yards is not going to help the matter. Let's convince them with logic and data and policy arguments. And so everybody just has to keep reminding themselves of that, because there's always going to be someone that's so upset that they've sort of lost track of that level of discourse. And we could all go there. We have all been that upset. And I think if we give each other a little grace and empathy that, yep, I could be there tomorrow, I need someone to help ground me, because that's the only way to move forward.
That's Spokane City Council President Brian Beggs, and before that, Mayor Nadine Woodward. Coming up after the break, how two institutions, public health and public schools, have adjusted their communications in the coronavirus era. This is Rebuilding Democracy from Spokane Public Radio.
This program is part of a collaboration between Spokane Public Radio, Humanities Washington, Northwest Public Broadcasting, and KUOW Seattle, exploring civic and electoral participation in the United States. Support for this program comes from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation and was administered by the Federation of State Humanities Councils. ¶¶